judge. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. The emphasis here, remember, we are talking about how to operate the gift. The gift of prophecy, for instance, this is the gift that the anointing strikes you, bam, and you say, thus said the Lord. Listen, because that is the commonest problem, mistake in this ministry. Two people cannot prophesy at the same time. The Bible says God is not the author of confusion. The same Holy Ghost speaking through you, the same Holy Ghost speaking through another person, he cannot speak through two mouths at the same time. So he said, prophesy, if the other one is already prophesying, you hold your peace. And hold your peace is hold your peace. You don't interrupt that person when he's prophesying. So you hold your peace. When he finished, then you give your own. Turn by turn. The second thing he's emphasizing here is that verse 29. He said, let the other judge. Let the prophet speak two or three and let the other judge. That is, now we want to look at how do you judge a prophecy? How do you judge a prophecy? There are four ways to judge a prophecy. Number one, what that person is saying must not be contrary to the word. It must be scriptural prophecy. Let the person vibrate, for instance, and say, thus said the Lord to my servant Sunday. Shall I use Sunday? Amen. My servant, I've decided to use you, and for me to use you effectively, thou shalt put away thy wife. You understand now? Now, that is an unscriptural prophecy. No prophecy will tell you to divorce your wife. Any prophet, any gifted brother or sister that tells you to divorce your wife or divorce your husband, it is not from God. Because the word of God forbids divorce. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what it means. Let no prophecy say, for any reason, divorce your wife. No. I'm talking about Christians. I'm talking about Christians. The second way of judging a prophecy, and listen, that is very important. In a place like this where you have gifted brethren, take for instance prophecy. Now, you discover that the gift of prophecy is a very unique gift. It's a very important gift. That is the gift that the enemy uses the most. And that is the gift too that God uses the most. Go to that First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Hallelujah. See, let me read it from verse 1. Let me read it from verse 1. So that you understand the importance of that gift and why we must say some things to them. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to achieve three things: to edification, and exhortation, and comfort. And the gift of prophecy must achieve either of these three things. It must exhort, it must edify, and it must comfort. God cannot speak to you and leave you in confusion after. God cannot come, you have a problem, and then God is speaking to you. Then when he speaks to you, by the time you leave his presence, you are miserable for the rest of the week. No! It was not God that spoke. When you have any problem, you meet with God, what you will hear will comfort you. What you will hear will edify you, will ginger you, encourage you to go ahead, will exhort you. So you have to take note of it. So that is why. And when we say gift of prophecy here, because it is speaking something, and people are going to act based on what you say. So it's important. So how do we know that what somebody is speaking by the Spirit of God? I said, number one, it must be scriptural. It must not be contrary to the scripture. Don't ask, let me repeat this. Don't say, where is that in the Bible? Don't ask like that. It's not everything the Spirit of God speaks that is in the Bible. But what we say is, what you are saying, is there anything in the Bible that thing is contradicting? If it is not contradicting anything in the scripture, then go ahead. Take it. Don't play with it. Number one, that is number one. Number two, is that when you are prophesying, other people that have the same gift, there will be a vibration in the spirit that will hit them too. I hope I'm understood. If you are prophesying and I also have a gift of prophecy, immediately the anointing strike you and you say, thus say the Lord, that same vibration in the spirit will hit me too. I will be under that anointing until you finish that prophecy. That is how you can know that it was God speaking. There will be a vibration on others also. Number three, it may not be a vibration. That revelation you are receiving, there will be other people that will receive the same revelation. There will be other people that will receive the same revelation. Only you cannot hear and talk. Now, remember, I say gift of prophecy, not gift of word of knowledge. Church, listen. What you saw, Prophet Sunday, and that young man, gospel, what they call, the rest, they came out now, Samuel. What they were exercising is not a gift of prophecy. It was a gift of the word of knowledge. The ability to know something. Now, the gift of prophecy is different from the gift of the word of knowledge. The gift of prophecy is the anointing striking on you, and then, before you know what, you are speaking in tongue, and maybe prophesy, and you give thus said the Lord, and everybody keep quiet, you are in the spirit there, and then speaking. Amen. Once that gift is in operation, there will be others too, that will see or hear the same thing you saw or you heard. In a proper setting, therefore, when that prophecy is going on, thus said the Lord, and you receive the same revelation, as soon as that prophecy is over, you will shout wherever you are. That is the voice of the Lord. The second person that heard it also will shout. That is the voice of the Lord. In a proper setting, if you prophesy and nobody said that is the voice of the Lord, we will not act on that prophecy. Now only you receive. So how do we know whether now you they talk or now Satan they talk or now God they talk? And we permit so many things because so many people don't know how to operate the gift. After the service, sometimes it is the person sitting by the right hand, your side, there. You say, brother, that's the way that when they talk, I see him. Me too, I see him. I just look before she just talk. It's because you don't know how to operate it. You saw it before she gave it as a prophecy. The next thing you have to do is, as she's finishing that prophecy or he's finishing that prophecy, you will scream out to our hearing wherever you are, that is the voice of the Lord. In case there is an instruction, so that we take that instruction seriously, because the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, the matter is established. Praise the Lord. Number four, amen. How do you judge a prophecy? Another one of judging a prophecy is if it comes to pass or not. Then you will know it was God that spoke. The reason is 400 prophets of Baal saw something, but all na lie. So it's not enough that three people say, that is the voice of the Lord. That is the voice of the Lord. It can be a lying spirit too coming upon three or four of them. So, depend on what the prophecy says. If the prophecy, for instance, says, thus said the Lord, let nobody come out of his house tomorrow. A storm is going to pass through Lagos. Let all my people remain at home, says the Spirit of the Lord. Brother will say, that is the voice of the Lord. Another will say, that is the voice of the Lord. Whether you say that is the voice of the Lord or not, we shall wait till tomorrow. Because that one, you can confirm it. Praise God. Are you seeing vision? Are you seeing vision? Seeing vision? Tell us the message after. Praise God. There are some visions that come with eyes closed before you see. Think that they are sleeping over their eyes open. Hallelujah. So that is how to judge a prophecy. Amen. And please listen, there is one spirit that I want you people to be very, very careful about. Prophecies, thus said the Lord, that all they give is instruction, instruction, instruction. Pastor Thomas, instruction, instruction. Thus said the Lord, let my servant anoint all pregnant women. Thus said the Lord, let everybody sit down on the floor. Thus said the Lord, let everybody remove your shoe. My people roll on the ground. My people. Praise God. Prophecy of instruction, instruction, instruction. And then such people want you to look at them as prophets and prophetesses. Me, I know they consider that one as a prophet. Before I call you, I know you to be a prophet or prophetess. You know, not me to teach you now. I know who a prophet is. I know who a prophetess is. Praise God. Hallelujah. And those of you who prophesy, It is not every time your body is on fire that you say something, oh. Fire don't come, fire don't come. Now, choir, I'll go speak to today. Don't say the Lord to my choir. Meanwhile, nothing. God, not tell her anything. Amen. We didn't see some things. Maybe a sister is eyeing one brother. He's hoping that the brother will come close to him. Then all of a sudden, they see one sister, they go near the brother. Ha! If I keep quiet, this sister, if you collect this guy, you... Hey! Don't say the Lord to my servant, Alpha! She's not the one! She's not the one! She's not the one! It happened. Don't do that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So be careful. Make sure you are saying only what you have heard. And make sure you are speaking by the supernatural utterance of the Spirit of God. Don't use your imagination. I said it before. Once that fire is upon you, and you discover that it is over, the message is over. Stop when he stop. Stop when he stop. Don't include the one where you sit there before yesterday for now. There are people that maybe while they were praying in the house, God, they had a voice that gave a message to them. Then they are waiting to come to church to give the message. Then they sit down. Small time, they notice a bill and say, Nana, make I give that message now. Hey! Thus saith the Lord. When did you receive what you are saying? The time where they pray for house. That is the word of knowledge. You will write it down and pass it to the ministers. Pass it to the pastor. Thus said the Lord is the one you are receiving. Na, 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 na. The hand is coming upon you now, 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 now. Not the one you saw day before yesterday. Now, you who are group leaders, leaders of group, prayer groups especially, whenever there's a prayer going on, listen. This is very important. Leaders. There are prophecies that kill the anointing. There are prophecies that are designed to quench the fire. Prayer is going on, then everybody is hot, 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 hot. The fire is there. Everybody praying. Hot, 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 hot. Then you hear, don't say the Lord. Don't say the Lord. And they want to make sure the whole prayer stops. Don't say the Lord. Don't say the Lord. When the prayer stops, then don't say the Lord. Then for the next 20 minutes, they are still prophesying. Then I don't tire to stand. So you see the wait. Then you sit down. Then when the whole fire don't go down, then you go say, says the Spirit of God. He has succeeded in killing all the fire. Most of that is not God. It's the devil coming to us. The fire was tormenting them too much. And that is their own way of quenching the fire. It's not every thought said the Lord. You tell everybody to stop. Let's hear. Thus said the Lord. Thus said the Lord. Appoint two people. Bible and paper. Carry her outside. Carry her outside. Carry her. Go outside. And collect the message. Pray! Pray! Continue your prayer. Praise God. So you must know when it is God. That's why spiritual people must be the ones leading prayers. So that when you hear, thus said the Lord, you too, you must have some measure of discernment to know, oh, God wants to talk. Then you can stop the prayer for us to hear. And go straight to your point and speak. Speak now. Thus said the Lord. They stop for the next 5 minutes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thus said the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Appoint 2 people to take her outside. When you finish, receive the message, then go write down for us. And continue your prayers. So be very careful. Carnal people sometimes want to pose like gifted people so that they will receive some recognition. Don't allow that in your midst. Don't allow that in your midst. See, when I am at the altar, all gifted people are careful. Some of you have not taken note. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Because there are some people that even collect microphone now to do advert for customers. How do you know if you're a leader of a prayer group and somebody say, I have message, I have message, I have message, and there is no time. You gave 2 people chance to give their message, and then in vex say, you know, allow them give a message. You now know that there was a different motive for that. If not, write it and give now. Write it and give. There's a minister that used to be in this church. He's no more here. He's no more here. He said there is somebody by so-so-so name. The person didn't stand up until he went and sat down. After some time, I was still at the altar. He came to me and said, Daddy, do you know the man has come? Can I give him the message now? I said, he don't come meet you. Say, eh. I said, why do you need microphone to give him? Go give her now. Go and meet him and give him. He said, okay, sir. He left. I understood that the man later on went and met him. He said, the angel has left. I didn't know that. It was much later I got to know. Later on again, he came. The next service day, he said, I have message. I gave him microphone. He called, he said, there is one young man, you saw me, so. He stood up. And then he gave that message openly. I was at the altar. I said, nobody, this man, when he tell me, say, he's here yesterday. So after service, I called him. Nobody, man, when you tell me, say, eh. So all you wanted was, you must give that message with microphone for the whole church to see you. I said, you are banned from giving further messages in this church. You see what I mean? So you now know that the motive for giving that message is for self, you know, recognition, looking for to advertise how mighty a prophet he is. That's what I want you to note. When you do that, that is not how to operate a spiritual gift. Praise God. We remain 5 minutes. We're looking at how to operate the gift. Number one, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. It says, follow after charity. Charity is what? Love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. And I read, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a thinking cymbal. You know what is a tickling cymbal? Cymbal. Tickle, tickle, let me see. Tickle, where are they? Tickle it again. Tickle it. Where is this brother playing this thing? That's all. That's how you are. That is, you are a noisemaker. No love. Verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, like Pastor Thomas, Pastor Moses, or Jade, you know all mysteries and all knowledge from serpent seed to Antichrist. You know 80, 70. Praise the Lord. Pastor Thomas P.A. Aloma. Amen. He said, pastor. He said, preach. He said, you know, your own is different from my oga. I said, how is your oga own? He said, my oga is AD 70. He said, you know, they understand your oga. My AD 70. Roman Empire, 1870. Solomon Temple, 1870. Roman Empire, say that is his oga. Say you know they understand what he in the talk. Hallelujah. Verse 2. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. Nothing. Verse 3. And so I bestow all my goods, because there is the gift of help. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, there is the gift of help. Though I bestow all my gifts to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have no charity, it profited me nothing. Because you can be doing that for people to see you as a giver. Then it says, from verse 4, look, from verse 1 to verse 3, the emphasis there is, whatever you do, do it with love. That's the meaning of charity. And charity here is not, I love you brother, I love you sister, precious daddy, precious. No! It is godly kind of love. The love that you exhibit, not because I'm doing it for you so that you will come back and tell me thank you. I'm not praying for you so that you will come back and then come and give me buy car for me. That's why I'm praying for your business breakthrough. But there's just something inside of me that when I see any child of God in problem, there's a compassion that comes. It is out of that compassion I use that gift. You see, when a sister was telling me about a brother here in my office, in the presence of the brother, she had been in my office, she had a problem in her marriage that brought her to this church. And a very complicated medical problem she had. And she said the whole world had turned upside down when they directed her to this church. She was telling me this on, I think, Friday night or so, in presence of the brother and some other ministers were in the office. She said something. She said that when she met this prophet, she said that the prophet took her case on his head. You see, the prophet is from Edo, so I asked her first to find out whether she's from Edo, because there are some people here minister to you because you are from their village. So they will take your case special. If you are from another place, you know, just in Jesus' name, and go, believe, it's done. No, not that type. She said that this man of God took her matter on his head, even took her to the camp to fast and pray. She had no money to eat, nothing. She had one child. the husband abandoned them and left. You know, some of those useless men. And she said that she came to show appreciation to God. She said that when she came, no food to eat. The prophet said, the Lord said he has given you a job. She had gone for, she had applied somewhere, and one of these communication companies, MTN or so. He said she had gone there, applied, but you know how they. Well, she said he prayed. He said finally, on Monday, the prophet called her and said, I have been praying for you. The Lord told me you are going to get that job. If tomorrow, before 9 a.m., that company doesn't call you to come for that job, he said, call me a false prophet. For him to speak like that, it means he had taken her body. He has prayed, and God now said, leave me alone. You don't do for this case. Oh, yeah, see the solution. And she said, on that same Tuesday, it was 8:45, her phone rang. They told her to come and take up a job. That is what that love produces. That's what I'm saying. That's what that love produces. Charity. That's the meaning of charity. Verse 4. Charity suffereth long and is kind. That type of love, you will bear with someone. That type of love, because true, there are some people that have problem that they put you off. Have you jammed some of them before? You when you see them, you'll be tired for them. I beg, this one don't come. The wahala. You know, it is condition. It's condition. It suffered long. It will bear with such a person. He said, it envieth not. He said, it's kind. Charity is kind. Verse 4. Charity envieth not. If you're a gifted brother, gifted sister, remove envy from your spirit. Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. You're not proud. When you have the true love of God inside of you, pride disappears. Verse 5. Charity does not behave itself unseemly. Charity seeketh not her own, selfishness. Charity is not easily provoked. You are patient. Charity thinketh no evil. You don't think evil. All your thoughts are positive, not negative. Everybody coming near you, na agent. Ha! Every sister that greet you, na agent. Every brother that greet you, na agent. Eh? I was telling one of my daughter this morning. She's asking for money to come to church. I said, you see yourself now. When brothers, they greet you, you go frown face. From now on, any brother will greet you, smile. Eh? Smile, sister, smile. Any brother will greet you, smile. Don't look and feel you bow your face. From that smile, if you say, this is that smile for me, so take the charge card. If person greet you in a contract, is it a contract? Sister, you are beautiful. Now insult. Oh, thank you for the compliment. Not to say, go now. What happened? I greet you now. Hallelujah. Think no evil. Verse 6. Charity rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Charity beareth all things. Charity believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Verse 8. Somebody is binding it. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. At Lizard. Lizard came to join us for fellowship. Did they say Holy Ghost fire? Eh? What did he be? What did he be? No be animal, no be God creator. He came to join us for fellowship. If I tell and say, no disturb me, stay your own, make I stay my own, make we worship. Verse 8. Let me finish that. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 13. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is what? Charity. Love of God. Every gift you have, pray that the foundation is love. Such a person, God will use you more effectively. More effectively. Your gift become more sharper, sharper, more powerful. Because it is coming out of a love-filled heart, a love-filled spirit. When you operate a gift with a free mind, you are more effective. You have more results. You see, William Branham gave us that as a secret for the anointing in his ministry. I learnt it, church. I learnt it. And I'm trying by all means to practice it that way too. When you see somebody, you get into the feeling of that person. In that condition of that feeling for what that person is feeling, any prayer you offer, heaven will back it up. And the reason why many of us, we don't have too much of testimonies, is that the reason behind our ministration, the reason, you look at somebody that comes before you, you are sizing up the person first. Which type of car did he use to come? Where is he walking? Oh, she's working in a bank. Okay, come, I'm going to take up your matter. I'm going to take up your matter, sister. Our group is even going to the camp tomorrow. Give me your prayer requests. Immediately you come by, you are phoning her, midnight prayer. Prayer, prayer, prayer. And God that sees the motive is looking at you. You see? You are praying, hoping that a bank officer, a bank manager, know her, know her. He must say to you, he will see you. And let that person now have the breakthrough. And he's coming for thanksgiving. And he no remember give you anything. Come and see how you'll be feeling. Now suddenly they do. If you see how this woman used me, the way I pray, pray, pray. She, you know, come see me. How can he come and see you? And let me tell you, it is not your prayer that produced that testimony. It's a spiritual principle. I'm telling you that is the truth. There's no prayer you go anywhere where the motive is whatever material gain you will gain from it that God will honor. There is none. That's the mistake most people do. There is none. 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 That's why I keep telling you people, if you have a problem and a minister gives you revelation that you should go to your village to pray, I have told you, I say, come and meet me. I will arrange the people that will go for you. I have told you this several times. If a minister sees a revelation that you have to go to a village for prayer, and you have the money to take people to go, come and meet me. And if you're a church member, you belong to a group, you belong to men fellowship, you belong to women fellowship, you belong to a cell unit, and you don't have money to take people there, and there is truly a revelation that you need to travel for a spell to be broken, this church will sponsor the trip for the people to go for you. We've been doing it. If not, somebody look at you, and it's time, the children will soon go to school. He's arranging within this period, if I travel with 4 or 5 people, I'll get school fees for my children. Immediately you enter, now your village, then they go. Church, I am teaching you a spiritual principle. God will never back that trip up. That is why your condition has not changed. How many people did you take to your village? Did the condition change? The genuine one, God will back it up. Even the genuine one, now you go to beg that minister, beg him, beg him, beg him. Do you have time? Beg him, beg him. I don't have time. No, I don't. You will know he's going even reluctantly. Because that was not the purpose why he gave you that revelation. But the one that is commercial, there are people that form themselves. There is a sister in the church here that her own, she know they travel, they arrange the traveling. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of Pastor Moses. He go talk him. Go talk him. Anything I see or I hear, I go talk. People will come close to me. You think that they are my sons and my daughters, not knowing that they are coming, so that they think, so that when they come close, then when they commit, then I will say, "Now my daughter, don't worry." The very people close to me, daddy, will use whip on you. Now you, in fact, you are my number one suspect. All of you, when they close to me. You said I want to get me, now you go use. He can't use somebody who I don't know now. Now somebody where I know, no go use. So you hit me, I hit you double. Ta-ta-ta. That sister has never traveled for Aladeleju. But now she they organize. She has some brothers, and shame on those brothers that she has. Anytime they form themselves in this church, it happened for here. Time don't do. We shall continue next week. They will go and say we are going for Aladeleju. They will charge you the money. Then you will call those brothers. Give, take. I don't get one. Muna go come pray well. Mukuna pray well. Muna pray well. This one, no one use you again. You, they do. Now, woman, no, my sister, they organize this one for them. You, the way they do your own, no, you, they talk. Something where you go travel secret to go. You, they talk. How they take a look, say they go for this. Me, I'm not going to use you again. Now, you be the one where I like. Take, all of it, take 10,000. Okay, now go come. Even I do well, I go get more trips for you. Can we stand up with our Sunday offering?